She, of course, along with fantastic musicians like The Soil, Langa Mavuso, Zonke, Bongeziwe Mabandla. Those are just some of the names you can expect to see at the 15th annual Mzansi Fela Festival, currently underway at the South African State Theatre in Pretoria. It kicked off on the 1st of December and will run through to the 18th. I'm so pleased to tell you the artistic director at the South African State Theatre, Aubrey Sekabi, joins us now for more. Aubrey, thank you so much for making time for us today. We didn't get to it yesterday, but I'm so pleased you were able to talk to us today, because of course the Mzansi Fela Festival is really one of the premier arts festivals in Gauteng. You've been at it for 15 years now.
Oh yes, yes, we've been at it for 15 years and we've experienced a lot of amazing artists, and we still have those amazing artists this year working with us, so we're excited about it. It's a big one this year.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big one. How do you explain its enduring success? Is it the caliber of artists that you're able to secure? Is it just the vibe? Is it the State Theatre? How do you explain it?
Well, I think we took time to get to where we are today. But it's also the caliber of artists. You know, we've always put on amazing work. We call it Mzansi Fela. It's our biggest one for the year. You know, we've got four festivals at the State Theatre, and this one is the one where we really take the best. You know, someone who's won the summer and someone who's won an award. So it's the caliber of artists that we put up there. But it's also the vibe. I think it's one of the things that keeps the city alive at night in Pretoria. So it is also the vibe. So it's a combination of both, I would say.
I've mentioned some of the musicians, but of course it's not just music. There's theatre, there's dance, there's comedy, there's poetry. What are some other highlights people can look forward to?
I think the Comedy Society on the 9th of December, you have with Tolles Moore, Trevor Gumbi, IT Pasha, you know, and then we have Makafula Villa guys with the people got people coming up and performing there. Malcolm White, Gianni. So it's just amazing. Oh, Lifted. I think we've got a production, Lifted, written and directed by the award-winning Zakele Mabena, where people living with disability are performing there. Amazing, amazing music that you'll find there. We're also having the launch of Death and Dawn. That's the launch of the book. Every day is an opening night, a big book. So you can join us on the 8th of December at 2:15 to witness that. But also one of our important programs of Mzansi Fela, which is MCO, My Weir Community Outreach, which is a two-year program. In the first year, they do original South African works. In the second year, they do their own work. It's taking place. I think we are presenting about 15 productions of Maibuye community outreach, and a lot of young people. You're going to see productions like Malupe, Mauno, Women Scorn, The Queer Revolution, The Musical, The Curse, The Cafe La Shualani. So it's quite a big festival of art. And we have what we call the South Fringe as well, where we have in productions that we are that are performing and we are filming that.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a feast.
It really does sound, it sounds like a feast, really. I'm particularly looking forward to the 10th. I think that's when you have Mavuso, Langa Mavuso and The Soil performing. Bongeziwe is on the 11th. And of course, the 18th, Tandiswa Mazwai. Right, so people can go get tickets at the State Theatre, right? Statetheatre.co.za?
Yes, you also have Bonge, Malcolm Gian, P.O as well, hip-hop, yes. It's everything, as I keep remembering.
Go to statetheatre.co.za to get your tickets. It's on now until the 18th of December. Appreciate your time. Aubrey Sekabi there, the artistic director at the South African State Theatre.